And in the word, stirring up my pure mind regarding healing. So I want to stir up your pure mind regarding healing for a few minutes. I've been in the word. I've been looking at some old Oral Roberts books that I have. And some Gloria Copeland books and some of my favorite teacher, E.W. Kenyon books. And hallelujah. I'm telling you, our God is a healer. He's a blind man healer. He's a Dead Sea walker. Shibarabasa. Jesus came to make us whole, spirit, soul, and body. He came to make us whole, spirit, soul, and body, but really, He brings more than spiritual and mental and physical healing. It's all those, but it's more. He wants to make us whole. He wants to make us healthy, spirit, soul, and body. He wants to make us healthy in our relationships. He wants to give us healthy relationships with others. He wants to make us healthy in our attitudes, healthy in our thought patterns, healthy in our habits, healthy in our way of life. That's what Jesus brings. He wants to make us whole, ladies and gentlemen. W-H-O-L-E, whole. Jesus is a complete healer. He's a complete healer. He didn't leave anything left undone. God wants you healed and walking in divine health. Thank God for miracles. Thank God for miracles, but He wants us walking in divine health. That's another level. That's another level. Walking in divine health. You want to see a picture of Jesus? It's Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the enemy or of the devil, because God was with him. Amen. Acts 10:38. The Apostle John wrote, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. God wants us whole. And I'll just talk about John again for a minute. Here's a guy 90 years old towards the end of his life. And what's the most important thing, John? You walked with Jesus his entire ministry. You've lived for God all your life now. You walked with Jesus. He called you. You were part of his inner circle, Peter, James, and John. You were there. You were there for his mother. What's the most important thing? And at the end of his life, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Amazing. Just to keep things totally in balance, let's turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke 4, 18. Jesus returned to Nazareth, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath. And he found the place. He went there on purpose. He didn't just open, he didn't just open the word and just start reading. He found the place. He went there on purpose. Amen. And he found the place where it says in the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Notice the first thing that he said. First things are pretty important, right? And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's the most important thing. It's the gospel to the poor. Not to necessarily the financially poor. The people that have never heard the good news. The people that haven't heard the gospel. God's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's the first thing he said. That's first and foremost. Because ladies and gentlemen, you can go to heaven with a sick body. But you can't go to heaven with a sick spirit. Your heart has to be right. Eternity is a whole lot longer than our 70, 80, or even now 90 years maybe on this earth. So the first thing he said was, I'm anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. And then he said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. With the oil and the wine, the balm of Gilead. And then to preach deliverance to the captives. Amen. You don't have to be bound anymore. Amen. You don't have to be bound in sin anymore. You can go free. You can be free from sin and bondage. And it wasn't until the very fourth thing that he mentioned something about physical healing. Isn't that something? Isn't that interesting? To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. Praise God. You can see again. You can be healed. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To set you free from all those things that have hurt you in life. All the words, all the circumstances, all the things that you know, life brings our way. You can be set free from that. Hallelujah. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The favor of the Lord is yours. Now, I know that's kind of a different way to start a message on healing. But notice how much he deals with the inner man. Notice how much he deals with the soul, with the hurts and the broken heart. Notice that the first thing is to get the gospel to people. Amen. To get the good news to people. And then to heal the brokenhearted. Man, I'm telling you, he heals the brokenhearted. Yes. Thank God he heals the brokenhearted. Oh, he healed my broken heart. How about you? Did he heal you? Amen. He heals the brokenhearted. But he also heals the physical body. He also is a healer of the physical body. Hallelujah. So let's look at some of at healing for the physical body. Let's take one of these six things. And let's look at healing for the physical body. Recovery of sight to the blind. Amen. I'm going to give you just a couple of things that have been going over, that I've been studying and been going over in my heart. And if just one of these, if we just get a hold of one of these, maybe one of them will do something for you here. Number one, always remember regarding physical healing, it is God's will to heal you. Amen. It is God's will for you to be healed. Hallelujah. It is God's will for you to be healed in your body. Yes. It's His will. It's His will to heal you. You must settle that fact in your heart. And you must settle that fact in your mind that it's God's will to heal you. Until that is settled in your heart and in your mind, you cannot approach healing without being double-minded or wavering, because the devil will be sure that he throws something in your way to get you off track. And the scripture says that a double-minded person will not receive anything from the Lord. Amen. James 1, verses 6 through 8. So you've got to settle it in your heart and your mind that it's God's will for you to be healed. As born-again believers, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we in this room, we have a covenant with God. And that covenant with God provides divine healing, divine health. Amen. That's part of our covenant with Almighty God. Amen. Just as much as He forgives us of our sins, just as much as He won't remember our sins anymore, we have a covenant that includes divine health. But many believers don't know that healing already belongs to them. You know, I say a lot of times in an altar call, He's already paid the price for all of our sins. Well, He's already paid the price for all of our healing too. Many believers, though, don't believe or don't know that healing already belongs to them. It's what Hosea prophesied. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Believers, you know, we get sick, we get diseased, all the while the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. And you know, I truly believe one reason that we've got a society that is so sick is just turn on your TV, my goodness, and then you hear of all, you know, every commercial. I guess it used to be maybe it was liquor or something. I don't know. But now it's all medications. It's all like, here's this medication and it's for this. I mean, diseases that I've never heard of before. And then they give you a quick rundown, the blurb at the end about what it does to you and death and all this other. And you just go... It's a mess. And you know, when we turn on the TV, even the radio, and you hear all that all the time. And it's just bombarded. And we're seeing that. We're hearing that. And it's hard to get our faith focused on what the Bible says when all we're seeing and hearing is what the world says. We see and hear sickness all the time. At least I do. I watch a lot of Fox, and I mean, it's just like it's constant. When I watch, I don't watch a lot, but what? I don't watch a lot, but. But when I do, that's what I see. We are bombarded with sickness, ladies and gentlemen. And our faith can become distracted. Kenneth E. Hagin was, I can't remember what was wrong with him, but he had something wrong with him. And, you know, there's not, you know, I mean, you talk about a man that walked by faith, had visitations from Jesus, saw Jesus, you know, face to face. I mean, it was amazing what God did in his life. And he had there was something wrong with him. I can't remember what it was, but it was a sickness, and he kept applying the principles of faith that he had gleaned from the Word and from Jesus, and it wasn't working for him, and he wasn't getting any better. Matter of fact, I think he might have been getting a little. Anyway, and he would go to God, and he said, God, I know you're the healer. I know it can't be you. It's got to be something with me that's holding me back from receiving that healing. What is it? And God told him, he said, you're using all your faith on that school, on Rhema. And he said, you need a boost in your faith. He said, and God told him, I believe God spoke to him and said, it's okay to go to the doctor. It's okay. Don't be so quiet on me now. It's okay to go. You know, Luke was a physician. an apostle, one of our apostles in the Gospels, Luke, he was a physician. He said, he said, you're using all your faith for that school, and he was drained, and he needed help. So he went and got godly help. That's why it's so important to constantly be in the Word of God. And that's why that just watching TV or listening to the radio, hearing all that, seeing all that, when it's coming at you all the time, again, it's hard to focus on what God says. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22 says this. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto thy sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Pay attention to God's word. In other words, God's word will be life to you and health to you. Life and health. Life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. The word of God is life and health, according to Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. But the devil, Satan, is just the opposite. The devil is death and sickness. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Listen to some of the ways God describes sickness in the Bible. Oppression of the devil. The captivity of Satan. Part of the curse of the law. Something Jesus took and bore on the cross. Hallelujah. Something to be healed of, and something to be destroyed by faith, power, and special gifts. Amen. Jesus is the great physician. Amen. Jesus is our healer. Yes. We must settle that in our hearts. Jesus was always on his, just read through the Gospels, he was always on his way to heal. He was actually sitting there healing somebody, or he had just healed somebody. It was healing. So again, it's very important to spend time in the Word of God, because we need to settle in our hearts that it's God's will for us to be healed. It's God's will for us to be healed. Number two. Jesus bore our sicknesses. Jesus bore your sickness. Amen. Jesus bore your sickness. It's not only God's will for us to be healed, but number two, he bore our sickness. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. In other words, he took our sicknesses and carried them off. Hallelujah. He took our sicknesses and carried them off. He took them away from us. Glory to God. He took them away. When Jesus bore away our sins, he also bore away our sicknesses. Amen. The same blood that saves is the same blood that heals. Hallelujah. He took our sins, he took our sicknesses, he took our diseases on the cross of Calvary. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Healing. Well, sickness is part of the curse, and Jesus was willing to take the curse in his own spirit, in his own soul, in his own body, so that you would not have to be under Satan's dominion in any area of life. He's a complete healer. spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. We are redeemed, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. We are bought back. Yes. He took ours and we got his. Sin is the manifestation of spiritual death in the heart of man. So sickness is the manifestation of spiritual death in the body of man. Sin and sickness are of the devil. And Jesus came, praise God, to destroy the works of the devil. And let me just say it this way. Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil, not just some of them. Amen. He took them all away. Amen. He didn't provide a partial redemption. He provided our full redemption at Calvary. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Jesus redeemed the whole man. Praise God. He gave us his righteousness for our old nature, our old sin nature. Hey, what a trade. Andrew Womack says, what a deal. What a deal. I mean, He took our sins and he gave us his righteousness. Hallelujah. He gave us his peace for our minds. He gave us his healing for our bodies. He made the switch. Redemption left nothing in force that came because of sin. We are redeemed. Jesus destroyed the works of the devil completely. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes we were healed. By whose stripes we were healed is not a promise. It's already an established fact. He's already done it. It's already taken place. It's past tense. By whose stripes we were healed. Gee. Jesus bore our sickness away from us, and by his stripes we are healed. He bore our sicknesses. It's God's will. It's God's will to heal us. And we need to know that Jesus bore or took away our sicknesses. Amen. Number three, we need to accept Jesus as our healer. Amen. Accept Jesus as your healer. Amen. Man, this has just been going all over me today. Accept Jesus as your healer. Just as you accepted Jesus as your Savior, accept him as your healer. Amen. Make the decision to accept Jesus as your healer in the same way you made the decision to accept Jesus as your Savior. I've prayed this numerous times today by faith. So I'll just lead you in this prayer, whosoever would. Amen. Father God, according to your word, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my healer. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I make Jesus Lord over my body. From this moment on, my body is saved, healed, whole, and delivered. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, from this moment on, resist the temptation to be sick, just like you resist the temptation to sin. Resist the temptation to be sick, just like you resist the temptation to sin. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. My wife, Lori, is very good at this. The moment, I mean the moment, any sickness tries to attach itself to her body. I mean, if she sneezes, she resists those symptoms in the name of Jesus right then. I mean, she immediately puts her faith to work. She's good at that. Me? Not so much. I'm still learning in that area. Lori's helping me out. Most of the time, sickness will start. If sickness starts to come on me, I'll just kind of roll with it until I say something, or you can kind of tell if you can't talk or whatever. And then she'll ask me, she said, have you prayed about that? Have you resisted that? I praise God for a good helpmate. Amen. Amen. I do. So when Satan tries to put sickness on your body, refuse it. Amen. Resist it. Amen. Immediately. Amen. Don't give him any quarter. Immediately by faith, resist it, refuse it in the name of Jesus. It's God's will that you be healed. It's against the will of God for you to be sick. The moment you have the slightest inclination, any symptom that Satan is tempting you with sickness, resist him. Resist him. Turn to First Peter. You don't have to, but I mean, just go to the Word. Go to some healing scriptures and begin to read some healing scriptures. Receive it by faith and thank God by Jesus' stripes you were healed. It's the truth. It's already an accomplished fact. Amen. And the devil is just trying to tempt you with symptoms. We all have opportunities to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. But God has equipped us to stand fast. He's equipped us to defeat the devil. He's given us his name. He's given us his word. He's given us his blood. He's sent his Holy Spirit. Jesus is our healer, so we can enjoy divine health. Accept Jesus as your healer. And after you accept Jesus as your healer, believe that you receive that health. Believe that you receive it. To get results, believe that you receive your healing when you pray about it. When you pray. Not after you're well, but when you pray. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. When do you believe you receive? When you pray. Remember Abraham? My gosh, what an object lesson. He considered not his own body when he was 100 years old, or Sarah's body when she was 90, and he didn't consider that. What did he consider? He considered what God said. He staggered. The Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God. It was impossible in the natural for them to have a child. But Abraham kept his eyes on God, not on their old bodies, and not on the deadness of Sarah's womb. Wow. That's faith. That is faith. When you make a stand like this, the devil will come to try you to contest it. Symptoms may continue to linger after you believe you receive, but don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let up. Don't shut up. Continue to speak the word of God. That's the time when it's important to declare the word of God. That's the time to hold fast to the confession of our faith. Hebrews 10:35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, praise God. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Don't let the devil snatch away your confidence in God's word. Believe you receive when you pray, no matter what the circumstances look like or no matter how the circumstances make you feel. That, ladies and gentlemen, is walking by faith. Amen. And not by sight.
Hallelujah.
You know, Pastor, and it's true, Pastor says, it. Build yourself up when you're feeling good. Amen. On healing scriptures. Build yourself up on faith in Jesus as your healer while you're feeling good. Because it's a lot more difficult once you're sick to then, for me, even to quote the word of God, but then to quote it and then to believe it, it's more difficult then. Build yourself up. But that doesn't mean don't do it then either. Keep doing it. Don't quit. You know, and I'm probably way off now, but you know, walking by faith is like exercise. You know, it's like exercise. You don't go to the gym and the first time you go in 10 years, start with the 400 pounds bench press. You'll hurt yourself if you do that. You don't do that. You start lighter and you gain. You build up to it. And faith is the same way. So many people want instant results, but faith. In Hebrews, the Bible says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
And so many people, they'll read that scripture and they'll say that means he's the first and the last. He's the start of it and he's the finish of it. But that's not what that means. Finisher, that he is the author. He is the author of it.
Amen.
But it's not the end. That finisher there means somebody, Jim, that like it finishes furniture. Like somebody that works with wood. He finishes it. He's constantly working it over. He's constantly making it better and nicer and more beautiful. And he does make everything beautiful in his time.
Amen.
He's constantly developing our faith.
Amen.
So start believing for something. Just start believing for anything. Just something small. You know, just believe God for something and just start. And don't get discouraged because your faith will develop. Jesus grew. He had to grow. And so it's important to stay on the word. Listen to what E.W., and I'm going to wind it up right here. Oh, well. Shibarabasa karabasa. Omarabasa karabasa karabasa. Omarabasa karabasa. Just lift your hands and praise the Lord right now. Omarabasi karabaso karabasa. Omarabasa. God, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathway, O God. Ibarabasa karabasa. Umarabasi karabasa karabasa. Umarabasa karabasa karabasa. Umarabasa karabasa. Umarabasa karabasa karabasa. If you need healing in your body right now, just stand up right where you are. Stand up right where you are. And those that are nearby, let's go join our faith with them and let's pray right now for healing in their bodies. Ibaramasa karamasa karamasa. Pray healing. Amaramasa, the healing power of God. The healing power of God. Raise your hand if you're believing God for healing right now. We want to join our faith with you right now in the name of Jesus. Ibaramasa karamasa. In the name of Jesus, Suzanne, you are the healed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amaramasa karamasa. Teresa. Amaramasa karabasa karabasa. Amaramasa karabasa.
Amaramasa let it be asamamasa masia samariasa. Father, we thank you for the healing power of God released right now in this house. The healing power of God released. God, I thank you too. That divine health is being released in this house in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. God wants our house in divine health. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only is it a blessing from the Lord and His will, but hallelujah, it is a sign and a wonder to the world. Hallelujah. You need your neighbors coming to your house saying, lay hands on me. I need to be healed. Believe me, the body of Christ in the end time is going to be walking in divine health. Amen? You need to receive that for your house. The blood of Jesus is on the doorpost of your house. Glory to God. And people will see it and they will come to you for that divine health and divine healing. Glory to God. You are a vessel and God's going to flow through you with the healing power. You're going to see manifestations of healings like you have never seen before. Glory to God. It's time for miracles. Physical miracles. We need to expect to see them now in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, because you are walking vessel. You are walking with the power of Almighty God in you and through you. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. These are the days. Hallelujah. The world is sick and they need help. Amen. And we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. God's going to use you as a deliverer in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, begin to thank God for your healing right now. Begin to thank Him right now. Thank Him right now. Begin to give Him praise right now. Begin to give Him glory right now for your healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's God's will to heal you. And remember that Jesus took our sicknesses. Accept Jesus as your healer and believe that you receive when you pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father God, that it's sealed in our hearts. We thank you that it'll produce much fruit. And we give you all the honor, glory, and praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody agrees, say amen,
amen.
And amen. Well, give Jesus a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Drive safely tonight. Go with God. You are dismissed.